Welcome to Palm Tree Talks, a podcast dedicated to creating a stress-free life. My name is Astrid and I'm the founder of palmtreemoments.com. I invite you to join me as I dive into the personal development system called Human Design. Let's talk about travel, business, mindset, self-love, and stress reduction, and how to translate the insights of the Human Design system into your travel and work life. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening from. Welcome to this new episode of the Palm Tree Talks podcast. Personal development is, well, personal. But one of the biggest lessons I learned when I embarked on my journey to a stress-free life is that I'm not comparing myself to others anymore. Or at least, not all the time anymore. And I would strongly advise you to stop with that habit as well. And here's why. First of all, you are a unique cosmic event. No one has the combination of your DNA with your environment that you've grown up in combination with the historic time that you have grown up in. I am a kid of the 80s, and yes, kids growing up in today's day and age have a very different childhood. I got to hang out with my friends playing on the streets or in the forest that was just around the corner in a small village in the southern part of the Netherlands, and returning home just before dinner. There were no cell phones yet, and life was just a whole lot different if you compare it to how kids are growing up these days. And energetically, if you look at your Human Design chart, you can say that you are truly unique as well. Body and soul captured into a graphic display of your energetic definition. A chart that is measured by your birth time, the exact time that you entered this world and came in touch with the tiny neutrino particles, or dark matter, how scientists like to call this most abundant little particle in the universe. Your definition is measured by a combination of the position of the moon and the planets from our solar center, and in addition to that, the astronomical measure points of the north node and the south node, and they are used as well. And then you get a graphic that's called your Human Design chart, with its centers, its 26 gate activations, the lines, the colors, the bases, and tones. And with that many layers in the Human Design system, there are so many different variations. It's a number that I'm not even going to try to speak out loud, because honestly, I don't even know how to pronounce a number with 54 numbers. Let that sink in. The chances of you encountering someone with the exact same chart is not very likely. Unless you are a twin, of course, but then there still will be difference in your charts. But on a visual level, your chart might look quite alike, but if you go into the deeper layers of color, base, and tone, you will definitely see different charts there. And even as twins, it's not to say that you have similar life experiences. Especially when you reach the adult stage and are no longer living in the same house anymore. But let's get back to the point that I want to make here. Stop comparing yourself to others. You are truly a unique cosmic event. Live your life. That is so much better than to copy others because you mentally think that's a smart thing to do. Or compare yourself to others to measure up your self-worth. It really only gives power to your mental ego that wants you to feel better about yourself from a place of haves and have-nots, instead of using compassion to distinguish your situation with somebody else. And it also feeds into your inner critic, and then not in a nice way, because often when you compare yourself, you feel pretty lousy afterwards. You might feel jealousy, or you might feel that you're not enough, because you see this perfect life displayed on Instagram or within your family or in your neighborhoods or at school or at work. Doesn't really matter where you go. It's often that place of comparison triggers a thought, and that thought can make you feel pretty crappy for the rest of the day. So it only feeds into your inner critic, or the shitty committee, as somebody else that I know calls it. So no, stop comparing yourself to others. So why do we do that in the first place? Why do we compare ourselves with others? Often it is about a lack of self-esteem. It's a lack of self-love or self-worth. It is easier to measure yourself up to others than to truly look into the mirror and accept what is there or isn't there. It is also our conditioning, because since early childhood we have been learned to look up to others and measure our own success with comparing ourselves with others. First, it is brotherly or sisterly comparisons and phrases from your parents like, look how well your brother is doing this. Look how good that he is cleaning up his room. Why can't you get the hang of that? And later in life, in the school system, there is a level of performance added to that mix as well. The whole basis of testing is just one big comparison to others. How well did you do on the test compared to everybody else in your class? And we compare ourselves to others based on looks, clothes, and other things that we wear or bring to the schoolyard that we can show off with. I mean, many childhood traumas find their root in this stage of life, and the constant pressure of living up to the expectations of our parents, our teachers, and other influential adults or children in our lives. It's a constant game of comparison. And when you reach adulthood, then there's another level of comparison that's added to the mix, and that's the level of money and status. Hello, money mindset issues and limiting beliefs about consumption and money. And speaking of money, I was just reading the book The Psychology of Money by the author Morgan Housel. Interesting stuff. I was triggered by a chapter in the book about risk versus luck. Both are concepts that we have a little bit of control over, but also is a very intangible concept. In the book, there's a story of how Bill Gates got a lucky start in life, and especially with his computer skills, because in his elementary school in 1986, there was a computer available. Quite a rare object in that time of history. There he laid the basis of working with this machine, and I don't have to tell you how incredibly successful Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft, is in this day and age. But the book also tells of his friend who got to go to the same school and actually was a friend of Bill Gates and was in the little computer club with him. But unfortunately, this friend passed away before he turned 18 because of a mountaineering accident. What a bad luck, right? In the human design system, we have the themes of luck and risk also displayed in the gates. Gate 46 in the G center is the gate of serendipity, being at the right place at the right time. And in the splenic center, gate 28 is the gate of the game player. And this is where the theme of risk is found. It is important to note that everybody has these two qualities in their chart, and therefore in their life. Perhaps in your chart, these gates are defined. That means that in your chart, there is a purple color around the number and a red, black, or red-black stripe line emerging from that gate number. I myself have indeed gate 46. And yes, there were many times in my life that I was just at the right time and in the right place. When I was traveling on my world trip and I encountered a series of natural disasters in Australia, I seemed to have missed the worst situations by just being there one day early or a few days later. Lucky, right? But if you don't have these gates defined, it's still present in your life and in your chart. You still have that gate. Because just as you have 64 codons of your DNA, all the 64 themes of the gates from the Chinese I Ching are present in you. Whether there's a red or black striped line, or it's a white line, it's still there. The only difference is that if you have a gate defined, you can rely on this energy as it's always present in you. It's your inner truth. If the gate is not defined, then that theme is not consistent and you are subconsciously influenced by others around these themes. And this is where you find your lessons in life. This is where your goal is, because this is where you have experiences and life bumps into you. That's how you learn and grow. So there's no right or wrong way here. I mean, it just is what it is. There's no judgment in your chart. You either have it or you don't have it defined, but it's still within you. Those themes of luck and risk are still very present in your life. It just shows up differently. Anyway, going back to the habit of comparing yourself with someone else, if you counter in the concepts of luck and risk, How likely is it that you made the same decisions as them, or that you have the same perspective as this person? Not very likely, not. Did you encounter the same kind of luck in your life as they have? Did you take as much risk as they did, or not? It's not very likely that you can measure that, right? So why compare yourself to someone else when there can never ever be a true comparison? You are you, with a different body, a different environment that you grew up in. You have a different lens on this world that is created by your values and by your beliefs. You had different opportunities, and there's the concept of luck and risk. So why compare when you're so different? The human design system is called the science of differentiation for good reason. We are truly unique. What you could do, though, in your personal development journey is to reflect back on where you are standing now compared to a past version of yourself. So present you versus past you. There can be some really valuable lessons there, for sure. It's a good journaling exercise as well. So stop comparing yourself with somebody else and start comparing yourself with your past version of you and see what lessons you can draw from that. So, dear unique human being, have a little bit more compassion for yourself and be grateful for where you are in your personal development journey that's called life. And I wish you a happy, happy day. Thank you so much for sharing a piece of your day with me while listening to this episode of the Balm 3 Talks podcast. Did you find it interesting and want to learn more about stress reduction, mindset, and human design? Be sure to check out the free resources at balm3moments.com. Do you have any questions for the podcast? As a sacral 5-1 generator, I love to respond to your questions. Send me a voice message or DM to my Instagram account at balm3.moments. And your question might end up in an episode. And if you haven't already, subscribe to this podcast and leave a review. It really helps to get the word out to other people who might benefit from experiencing less stress and live a life with more flow and self-love. Have a happy morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever in the world you're listening from. And until next time.